This is Stephen Strang. It seems as if our culture is becoming more and more godless. And now, in the news, there's something that the Democrats have done that just takes it to a new low. You're going to want to stay tuned to find out more.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report. There's been a lot of talk in the news about people who just are advocating a godless lifestyle. In fact, it seems like those who believe in faith are constantly on the defensive. And this has been going on for a long time. We point to the Supreme Court taking prayer and Bible reading out of schools in the early 1960s. But really, if you explore history, it's been going on a lot longer than that. And there's a steady drumbeat, and things seem to be getting worse and worse. And frankly, I believe it's because Christians have been silent for too long. And it's almost like getting to a tipping point. So I'm going to say some things about Democrats and Republicans, but I want to make clear that this is really not about party politics. And this is a point that I've made in the different books that I've read, especially the new one that I'm in the process of finishing right now, that we're not talking about Democrats and Republicans or even conservatives and liberals. We're talking about, in many cases, right and wrong and godliness and godlessness. You know, political parties in and of themselves are not godly or ungodly. The people in them are. And at one time, the Democratic Party had, people who believed in God. William Jennings Bryan was well known as a Christian. He ran for president and lost a little more than 100 years ago. Harry Truman is said to have read through the Bible several times by the time he was 14. He was raised in Sunday school. While he was not exactly a real committed Christian in the way that we would think of it today, it did form his opinion to where he was very supportive of Israel, mainly because of what the Bible says about Israel. You know, you probably know about 1948 when he, just moments after Israel was formed in May 14th, 1948, had the United States be the first country to recognize the new nation. And those are just examples. Also, there are an awful lot of church-going, Bible-believing, God-fearing Democrats. Most of them are in the black church. So I don't want to make it clear that the Democrats have no Christians at all. On the other hand, the Republican Party, in my opinion, is part of the deep state. I think they say one thing at election time and govern very differently. They take the Christian vote for granted. But as time has passed, the Republican Party has at least made a place for people of faith and have supported some of the principles that we believe have to do with godliness. Many of you may know my own background, that growing up in Florida, which was primarily Democratic up until the 1970s, when I registered to vote at age 19, they were in the process of lowering the voting age from 21 to 18, and it just happened to affect me when I was 19, and I went down and registered as a Democrat. I was a Democrat for about 20 years, and those of you who don't live in Florida may not remember names like Lawton Chiles and Bob Graham, but Reuben Askew, but you know, these were more conservative Democrats, and there are people I felt I could vote for. It finally got to a point where I couldn't think of any Democrats I'd vote for. So I was registered Democrat, but in the general election, I always vote for the candidate, and that generally was the Republican. So that's just kind of my background. And in a way, I'm registered a Republican, but in Florida, you have to register in one party or the other to vote in the primaries. Other than that, I would be an independent. So I want to make that clear. But Robert Jeffress was on Lou Dobbs this week talking about a resolution that the Democratic Party passed just in the last few days that says, "We enthusiastically support the values of the religiously unaffiliated in America." Well, you know, he told Lou Dobbs that religiously unaffiliated is really code for godlessness, and they are really truly becoming a godless party. You'll remember in 2012, there was a big hubbub about taking the word God out of their platform. You know, my understanding is some of the black preachers that were there just had a fit and sort of forced them to do it. They did it with a voice vote. I actually happened to watch it on television. And boy, you'd think that the voice vote was actually against it. But the chair said that it was for it, and they put God back in the platform in name only. 4 years later, in 2016, they had a Christian pastor pray at their convention, and he was actually heckled. And these are points that I saw Jeffress made, but there were also things that I observed myself. I have a lot of respect for Robert Jeffress. I'll just mention that I'm actually speaking at a conference that he is next week. It's sponsored by Southwest Radio. It's in Dallas. He's speaking on Friday night. I'm speaking on Saturday. You could go online to Southwest Radio and find out more about it if you're interested, or contact my office. But I'm going to be talking about some things from my new book. It's coming out in January. I'm actually just finishing it literally this week, the last few details. And the name of it is self-explanatory. It's God, Trump, and the 2020 election. The subtitle is Why He Must Win and What's at Stake If He Loses. Now, as I've been working on this book really since April, I haven't said a whole lot about it. I'll be saying more about it. It's really too early to get the publicity going. You know, there's a certain strategy that we have. But because it's on my mind and because it relates to this thing about the Democrats, I thought I would mention it, especially what I'm going to talk about at this conference. I have a chapter in the book called Why Trump Might Lose, and there are people who believe that he might lose or it's going to be extremely close. There are other people that think that the Democrats have gone so far left and so against what the mainstream of America believes that they're going to lose by a large amount. But we have to take this seriously, because what happens is Christians tend to be nice. They tend to not be in your face. Like the other side is, the other people are increasingly nasty, and they just will say anything. And it's time for us to stand up, because we are going to be losing our religious freedoms, particularly if these people get in power. They are already trying to do it. You know a lot of the cases about Hobby Lobby and about the Christian bakers and so forth, and it's going to become commonplace. I really believe that, and that's why I wanted to speak out in this podcast. There's so much more that could be said and will be said, I'm sure, as the election comes up. But I wanted to talk about this idea that the Democrats have actually sort of embraced the religiously unaffiliated. You know, it's a free country. We have religious freedom, which includes the freedom to not be religious. This isn't really an issue, but it's almost like they're sticking their finger in the eye of Christian people. I will mention, as I wrap this podcast up, that in my book, I quote Mary Colbert, who lives here in our area, and she is the wife of Dr. Don Colbert, one of our biggest authors, and she has started kind of a prayer movement, and she believes that the Lord has spoken to her. I quote her in the book talking about this, and she'll be talking in Christian media in different forms in the next few months, that we need to pray that God raises up godly leaders in the Democrat Party and to speak up and say this stuff has gotten too far. And in the book, I, it's like they can say anything at all. And if our side even says a prayer in the name of Jesus, they make a huge case out of it and are critical and try to, indicate that they're out of the mainstream and they shouldn't say things like this in public. Yet I document in the book that right before the last election, a bunch of Hollywood types did a kind of a We Are the World kind of song, you know, where they all sang the same song. And, one merged in the other, and it was the importance of voting for Hillary. Well, they have the right as Americans to do that, but they use the most foul language. And they said it was important that you effing vote. Like, that was one of the lyrics. And then as, at the crescendo, they, and I almost hate to say this, but you can't, I can't communicate if I don't say it. They use the F word as a verb, or as an adjective, I should say. And they said, as the climax, they said, you need to Jesus effing Christ vote. And I mean, that is just blasphemy of the highest order, taking the Lord's name in vain, being flippant about it. And there wasn't a peep out of the Christian community, not a peep. Now, for one thing, most people probably didn't see it. It wasn't really publicized that much. It was in the last week or so before the election, and there was all this other stuff going on. But I mean, how can we put up with that? My putting it in the book is to draw attention to this kind of thing. Of course, it happened quite a while ago, but we need to figure out a way that we can speak up and tell the other side that they need to be more respectful of people of faith. They need to be more respectful of Christians. They need to be more respectful of God. And I believe that that God is going to judge. He's a God of grace and mercy, but he is also a God that judges blasphemy. And they may not be judged today, but a day is going to come. And I'm not saying this to put down anyone. I'm not mentioning any names. These people are probably blind to what they see. You know, we believe, and I've quoted this scripture many times from Ephesians, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And there's principalities and powers that come against all of us. And there's, you know, to compromise, to sin, to not be full of faith. Christians are as guilty as anyone else, but there's something in our culture where we have to say enough is enough, and we need to come against these principalities and powers, first of all in the spirit, but also in the natural. We need to speak up. So this is what I'm trying to do today. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Share this with friends that you think would be interested. Go online on YouTube and check out what I said. You can type in some of those words I said, and the video will pop up. One of my sources actually told me about it. I hadn't heard about it, and I went out and looked at it, and it was every bit as bad and even worse than it had been described to me. You know, this thing with the Democratic Party. There are Christian people in that party that need to have a fit over this, but it's almost like they're making the atheist into one more identity group. You know, they're really into identity politics. We need to approach politics as Americans, even if we disagree on things. We're Americans first. And, you know, I could say more about it, and I do say a whole lot more about it in the book. So I'll just kind of leave it there. By the way, I just happened to notice that Amazon's having a big sale on my book, Trump Aftershock. You can get it for a very, very good price. If you haven't read it, I think you'd enjoy it. It really goes into depth into what's happening in our country. It's really a treatise on what's happening in our country, but using the way that Donald Trump has been attacked and so forth to kind of tell the story. Also, if you're interested in my new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, it's also available on Amazon. You can order it ahead of time. And there are some orders already coming in. Of course, they hold it until the day of release, which is January 14th, at which time it would be shipped to you. So that's a way that you can support me. As books are coming out, we really pay attention to the ones that are pre-order on Amazon as an indication. And there seems to be a lot of interest, of course, in the election. And I told someone that I hope that everyone that's interested in God, interested in Donald Trump, or interested in the 2020 election will be interested in this book. I believe that it was God's will for me to write it. I did a lot of research. I worked very hard on it. And it's kind of my way to say, these are the issues. This is what's happening. And this is what is at stake if Donald Trump loses. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine, if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer, and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock, These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.